I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cancer screening and detecting and treating cancer early in the disease process helps to save lives. To talk about the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic with regards to cancer screening, prevention, and early treatment is Dr. Raymond DuBois. He's the Dean of the College of Medicine, and he's the Director of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, give us an example of how outcomes can be improved by cancer screening and also the early detection of cancer.
Lives are saved and outcomes are improved because we can pick the cancer or the pre-malignant disease up at an earlier stage where we can treat it much more effectively. As everybody knows, colonoscopies are done to remove the non-cancerous polyps so that it can reduce your mortality from colorectal cancer by 50%. Also, mammograms really reduce the mortality from breast cancer in women when we pick up the disease early, as well as cervical cancer screening, which has prevented nearly 68% of would-be deaths from that disease.
And the big question now, are individuals keeping up with their recommended cancer screenings or perhaps getting back on schedule at this point in the pandemic? What's going on there?
It's not a good thing right now, as you may suspect. As of late June, cancer screenings had not returned to their pre-COVID levels, and breast, colon, and cervical cancer remained at 29%, 36%, and 35% lower than expected or that they should be. And then it has just recently been estimated that the pandemic-related screening delays could cause an excess of 10,000 deaths over the next 10 years.
What questions should we ask of our providers in advance of these procedures or screenings that we need to ensure precautions are in place to help protect us against COVID-19 transmission?
There's a lot of anxiety about this because people don't want to go to a healthcare facility where they potentially could be exposed to someone with COVID. So there are several precautions in place. Patients should be pre-screened for COVID-related symptoms by the healthcare group before the appointments and even tested for COVID prior to having colonoscopy, for example, to rule out the virus in an individual. Clearly, all clinical areas must allow for physical distancing, which may require longer appointment times if needed, to avoid crowding in the waiting rooms and the patient care areas. There should be limitations on visitors other than patients and one caregiver in the screening facility just to not overcrowd the situation. The screening center should be able to tell you how often their equipment and surfaces are disinfected and cleaned, and that should be after every single encounter with the patient. And then lastly, everyone, including the patients and staff, should wear a face mask. They should be frequent hand washing in the facility, the use of hand sanitizer by staff and patients and visitors as frequently as needed.
And we should be asking questions before we have our screening appointments to make sure these kinds of precautions are in place.
Yes, the patient should call the facility directly and ask the question of what precautions need to be taken. What do I need to do? What are you doing to help, you know, reduce the risk of an infection?
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this information about cancer screening during the pandemic.
Thanks, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.